You're listening to SBS News.
Five people died in the United States when their vehicle careened out of control in Texas, some 145 kilometres north of the Mexican border. Officials say the would-be immigrants were being chased by US Border Patrol agents. The Trump administration announced a controversial so-called zero-tolerance policy in early April. All cases of illegal entry into the country are now referred for criminal prosecution, which can lead to the separation of children from their families. Nearly 2,000 children were reportedly separated from their families over a six-week period in April and May. Manuel Padilla from the US Customs and Border Protection says the policy ensures illegal movement across the border doesn't become more of a trend in the future.
Our goal is to have a consequence delivered to everybody that is eligible that enters the United States illegally. And I'm going to give you an example for that. So why is probably the question, why are you doing that? When you prosecute, when you detain, and when you return people to their country, that trend changes. And that is the intent of zero tolerance, is to make sure that this trend does not go unabated and becomes another crisis.
It's led to accusations being leveled at the Trump administration of lacking empathy. But Kellyanne Conway, a counselor to President Donald Trump, says the zero tolerance rule must be kept. She's told US television network NBC some adults are using their children to enter the US illegally.
Nobody likes seeing babies ripped from their mother's arms, from their mother's wombs, frankly. But we have to make sure that DHS's laws are understood. There are three circumstances by which DHS evaluates a child at the border. One is, does this child actually have a custodial or familial relationship with the adult? And number two, is the child in any danger? And plenty have been over time. Some adults are using children to gain access to the border.
The US observed Father's Day over the weekend, and hundreds used the occasion to protest the zero-tolerance policy at the Texan border town of Tornillo, and also at a child detention centre in the state of New Jersey.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
Shut it down!
Shut it down!
Right now, you are not forgotten!
You are not forgotten!
Those in New Jersey included a Democratic congressional delegation led by New York's Jared Nadler. Mr. Nadler says the zero-tolerance policy is shameful.
We have heard of children being physically pulled from the arms of their parents, nursing babies being separated from their mothers, children with disabilities being taken from their parents, and most recently a distraught father choosing to take his own life rather than live apart from his children. These are the misdeeds of an administration speaking in our name, and that shames our country by the actions it has taken.
Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump has commented on the debate for the first time. Her spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says Ms. Trump believes the US should be a country she says follows all laws, but also one that governs with heart. Ms. Grisham says the First Lady hates to see children separated from their families and hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.